put forth green shoots and grew up to be the large tree under which we old folks are now sitting. "To be sure," said he. And there in the corner stood a water pail where I used to swim my boats. "True, but first we went to school to learn somewhat," said she, "and then we were confirmed." We both cried, but in the afternoon we went up the round tower and looked down on Copenhagen and far, far away over the water. Then we went to Frederiksberg, where the king and the queen were sailing about in their splendid barges. But I had a different sort of sailing to that later, and that too for many a year, a long way off, on great voyages. "Yes, many a time have I wept for your sake," said she. "I thought you were dead and gone, and lying down in the deep waters. Many a night have I got up to see if the wind had not changed, and changed it had, sure enough, but you never came. I remember so well one day, when the rain was pouring down in torrents. The scavengers were before the house where I was in service, and I had come up with the dust, and remained standing at the door. It was dreadful weather.